Have you ever wanted to run away from home? Just pack all your belongings and go. Some studies have shown that between 5 and 8% of adolescents run away every year. Luke chapter 15 tells the story of the world's most famous runaway, the son who was eager to leave his father's house. He takes his inheritance early, and with money in hand, he goes as far away as he can to a distant country. But this parable is about more than just running away from one's family. It is a picture of running away from God. Have you ever wanted to do that? Have you ever wanted to get far away from the Lord? And if you have, why? Were you angry about something that happened in your life and you felt that God was responsible for it? Maybe someone hurt you with their words or their actions, and in your opinion, God didn't defend you well enough. That can be one reason people want to get away from God. They think that he has failed them in some way. Another reason might be that they think they know better than God. They are tired of him telling them what to do, and they want to try their own ideas. It doesn't ever work out well to run away from God. Many have done it. None have ever ended up better off. King David ran away, refusing to repent of his sins of adultery and murder. Jonah ran away from God when he was supposed to go to Nineveh. In Jesus' parable, the son who ran away ended up wasting his inheritance on prostitutes and reckless living. And by the time he was finished, he could not even feed himself. If you've run away from the Lord before, you know what I'm talking about. That path does not lead to anything good. Now, maybe you have not run away from God in an obvious and open way, like the son in Jesus' story ran away from his father. But I have known young people your age, high school and college, who suddenly found the temptation to run from God very great, and they wandered away. Others are just waiting to run. As soon as I am 18, then I can do what I want. Then I can go the way I want. I can make my own decisions about my life. I won't have to listen to anyone. I can't wait to run. The potential to run away is there in all of us, in our sinful natures. And so none of us can promise, I will never do that. Because when we look closely at ourselves, we know that we could. If we let ourselves go, made just a few wrong choices, or a few different ones, decided to get too cozy with sin for even just a little while, we could easily fall. There is nothing good that lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. As you know, in Jesus' parable, the prodigal son finally came to his senses and realized that he was missing out on his father's love. He saw what happiness and peace there really was for him at home, and how he was always well cared for while he was there. And this led him to a change of heart, to change his ways and to return to his father and to the place where he was loved. But the hero in the story is not the son who returns. The father who welcomes him back is the real hero. While his son was still far away, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran, hugged his son, and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let us eat and celebrate, because this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." Then they began to celebrate. The father would have had every reason not to welcome his son back. He had wasted the inheritance. He had ruined his life with a sinful lifestyle. He had despised his father and all of his father's loving care by not wanting any part of it anymore. He had gotten as far away as he could, and for a while he did not want to and did not have any intention of coming back. And still, the father welcomed him when he returned, loved him, rejoiced to see him again. It's amazing, really, amazing grace, that after all he had done, the son still had a safe place to land. Whether you have wandered far away from God or just a little ways, his arms are always open to welcome you back. Not because of you, but because of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. It is for Jesus' sake that our Heavenly Father welcomes sinners. It is because Jesus never ran away from the Father, but stayed and fulfilled the law of God in its entirety, living as we ourselves were required to live. It is because Jesus did not run away from the cross, but stretched out his hands upon it and accepted the punishment there for all of our wandering. It is because of all that that we are forgiven and free from blame. It is because of Jesus that the Father says to sinners like us, "Welcome home." Your Heavenly Father welcomes sinners. Jesus welcomes sinners. Oh, what magnificent, marvelous, matchless love. Amen. Hymn 777, verses 1 and 2. 777, 1 and 2.